Greetings, audience. Brian Green here on the podcast, and it's been a while since I just hit record and decided to download my thoughts to audio, but it's the eve of a very important day in Ireland, and the Irish people are going to the polls and having a decision on civil partnership becoming marriage for same-sex couples, and having a decision on whether to lower the age that the president of the country can be when elected, because I think currently the president has to be at least 35 years of age, and they're suggesting they should lower it to 21 years of age. So with both those in mind, I'm going to give you some thoughts on them. The first thing I have to say is that I won't be voting because I'm not in the country on the day of voting. So in about 7 or 8 hours' time, I'm be leaving the country just a few hours before the polls open, which is not ideal when you're engaged in something and you want to go and vote. But there's many a time I've been involved in referendums and I have voted and it doesn't go your way, and you've got to get out there and vote to assist in making going your way. And I don't think I've ever not been able to go and vote at referendum time. Ireland has a constitution, and we have a written constitution where it needs to be altered from time to time, and in doing so we have a referendum, which means that across Ireland, the 26 counties of the Republic of Ireland, the eligible voters, normally in referendums is people with Irish citizenship, can vote, and normally the question is posed and you provide a yes, no, or tha, nil in the Irish language, answer to the question. The constitution's around quite a while. It was put together around 1937 as a draft, and its first amendment came in 1939. The second amendment was in 1941, and the third was in 1958. The fourth was in 1968. And then, ever since then, from the Third Amendment through to the 35th tomorrow, and what's the other one, the 35th and the 34th Amendment, which are tomorrow, I have been alive for from everything from kind of the one in 72 through to the one in tomorrow. So that's a lot of amendments I've been alive for. I have only been a voter for how many of them have I been a voter? Let me just see what the first... it would have been the Single European Act was my first referendum, and that was in June 1987. And then I remember voting on that, and I voted no, and it was passed. The yes had the majority. And then there was the Maastricht Treaty, and I voted no on that, and it passed. And then the next one was abortion, to exclude suicide as a grounds for an abortion. And I'm going to have to claim that I don't know how I voted on that, because I'd have to read up on what the change suggested was, but it wasn't carried. So I probably would not have voted to exclude anything there, but I'm going to not tell you that I'm certain how I voted on that, because I'd have to read the wording. The next referendum was on the same day, was it? And it was on the right to travel. To have an abortion, and that passed, and I would have voted with that, so So I voted yes and it passed. And the right to information was the third one on that day. That was the 14th Amendment. And I would have voted yes to that and it passed. And then my next referendum that I voted in was the divorce referendum, the second divorce referendum, because we had a divorce referendum in 1986. And it was June, it was the summertime of 86 when Big Beat Radio was on, I remember it well. And I wasn't voting in that, but it was defeated 63% to 36% in 86. So the second divorce referendum I voted in was 10 years later in June 1996, the 15th Amendment, and I voted yes. It passed by a margin of 0.3%, 50.3% to 49.7% divorce passed in Ireland. And if I could just bookmark that number and the margin that it won by, 0.3% divorce was made constitutionally allowable in Ireland from June 1996, and I voted with that one. Then there was one in 1996, later that year, and it was on bail restrictions, and it passed, and I don't know how I voted on that one. I'd have to read the wording. I'll claim that one again. But it passed, possibly voted with the motion on that one, but I couldn't be certain. The next referendum was cabinet confidentiality, and that was a standalone referendum, November 1997, or days on the running up to that date. And cabinet confidentiality, it was passed. I have no clue how I voted. The Treaty of Europe, the Amsterdam Treaty, the 3rd of June 1998 was when it became law, which is probably when they read the results the day after the vote. I voted no to that, and it passed with a slim majority of 2.6%, 52.6% to 47.2%. The next referendum I voted in, oh, it was the Amsterdam Treaty, and it succeeded, and I voted against it. And that was in June 1998. See, every time Europe make a change, if Europe sneezes, Ireland has to have a referendum on it. The next one, I do know how I voted, and it was on the Good Friday Agreement. The Good Friday Agreement was called the Belfast Agreement, but then they signed it on Good Friday and they kind of changed its name. And it was kind of a peace deal in Northern Ireland, and it was to remove a couple of articles from our constitution where there was constitutional claim on the six counties of Northern Ireland written into our constitution. And the proposal was that we would have a referendum to remove them as part of the Belfast Agreement, and it was carried. And it was carried by a whopping majority of 94.4%. Absolutely massive. To 5.6%. Huge win. I would have voted with that referendum, and I've been on the winning side. There was a referendum on local government on the 23rd of June 1999. It came into law. It was passed. I would have voted with that because it was to set in stone that European and local elections would come around every 5 years on the, well, it was more to do with local government because the Europeans did come around, but there was a period just before 1998 where local government councils were not putting themselves back before the people, and there was one situation where I think there was 6.5-7 years where the councils didn't even go back to the electorate. They just sat in there. So it was to make them go back to the electorate every 5 years with this on the same day as the European elections. I voted yes on that, and it won by a margin, big margin, so 78% to 22% in June 1999. There was a referendum on the death penalty, which I'm looking at it here. I do not remember that one. And it was 62%. It was carried March 2002. The death penalty. Don't remember that one. The next one was the 22nd Amendment to the Constitution, and courts, judges, and discipline. It didn't pass. There's no information on the vote. So it was proposed to establish a body for the investigation of judges to amend the procedures for removal of judges. It was introduced to the Oireachtas but lapsed at its second stage. So there was a bill to have this referendum, but obviously it didn't get as far as going to the people, which is why I don't remember it. There you go. The next one was the Treaty of Rome, March 2002, and I did... Oh, it's the same day as the death penalty one. That one passed, and it was a margin of 64 to 35. Is this going anywhere? Because what I am saying is we have a lot of amendments, and where did I sit on many of them? I would have voted against the Treaty of Rome one, and it passed. Then comes the Treaty of Europe, Treaty of Nice, 7th of June 2001, roughly speaking, the 24th Amendment. It was defeated by a margin of 3.9%, and I would have voted no at that. And I think Denmark voted against that too, or was that something else they voted against? So Nice was defeated, and next we had the following year we had another abortion referendum. So Europe and abortion, that's what we vote on. This was the second attempt to strengthen the constitutional ban on abortion and to prevent risk of suicide being invoked as grounds for an abortion. It was defeated by a margin of 0.4%. It was the suicide and abortion and the grounds for again, and it was defeated again, but by a lessened majority of from the previous time of about 15%, but it missed it by about 0.4%. Again, how I voted on that, I'm not trying to be coy and not tell you things, but I'd have to read the wording and get a jolt of memory on that one to know how I voted. Next one was the Nice Treaty number 2, because in Ireland, if you don't vote for something and it falls, they'll throw it back at you again, as they did with Nice. And I voted against that, but it passed, and it increased its margin, and it won by a margin of 12 to 13%. 13% on that one. The next one was 2004 on Irish nationality. Abolished just solely right to Irish nationality, 27th Amendment. It passed with almost 80% support. I do not remember it. The next one was the Treaty of Lisbon, and that was in June 2008, and it was defeated by a margin of about 3.5%. I would have voted no, and it was on the winning side with that one, and the people of Ireland were asked the following October, which is what, only about 5 months later, 4.5 months later, on the 2nd of October, roughly, to vote on the Treaty of Europe, the Treaty of Lisbon again, and this time it passed, and it passed with an increased majority. It would have to have been increased to about 67%, and I would have voted no to that, but been on the losing side. And we're getting very close, but we still have loads of referendums in Ireland. 2011, judges' remuneration, how much judges should be paid. Relaxed the prohibition on the reduction of salaries for judges. We're in the middle of an economic crisis, and we're deciding, will we pay the judges less money? We have to go into the constitution to change that one, because government is not allowed to interfere with the judicial process, and that one passed by a whopping 80% to 20%. The following one was it the same day? To have Oireachtas inquiries proposed to reverse the 2002 Supreme Court ruling, which prevented the Oireachtas inquiries from making findings of critical of individuals, and that was defeated. The people of Ireland did not believe that the Oireachtas should be giving more powers to investigate tribunals of inquiry. That was defeated. The next one was the European Fiscal Compact. Would have voted against that. It passed with 60.3% majority. The next one was on children on the 28th of April 2015. No, it wasn't. It was on the 10th of November 2012. It was enacted 28th of April 2015, which means it took them a whole 3 years to enact it. That was passed with only 8% of a majority, the rights of children to be enhanced. And 42% of people voted against that one. We had a referendum in 2013 to abolish our upper house, the Seanad Éireann. It was defeated by 51.7% to 48.3%. Narrow majority on the no side, and that was defeated to abolish the Seanad. I definitely voted to abolish the Seanad, and I didn't win on that occasion. And then we have the 33rd Amendment, which is the courts, new Court of Appeal, mandates a new Court of Appeal above the High Court and below the Supreme Court. We went to the polls and we voted on that, and a clear margin of 15%, 65 to 35 on that one in November 2013. Again, no memory of it. It did happen, and I would have voted because I've never missed one until tomorrow. And then tomorrow is the same-sex, it's an equal rights issue, and the lowering of the age of the candidacy for the presidency. So candidates can be 21 years of age, not the current 35 years or older that they have to be. So there's a couple in there, and that, if you remember back, that they were really tight numbers. But the one I will go all the way back to is the second divorce referendum. So that was 1996. Oh, there's so many. Go right back up here. And it is there. And it passed. We passed the vote to allow divorce in Ireland. And the margin was 0.3%. So my estimations are that between 1996 and 2015, which is a good old 19 years, has Ireland become less or more conservative, socially conservative? And me thinks absolutely not. 19 years is touching on a generation of more people going out to vote, younger people who are by and large less conservative than their elders. You might get more conservative as you get older. Some people don't, but a lot of people do. But is Ireland as conservative as it was when divorce was passed by a margin of 0.3% in 1996? And I think it could possibly not be more conservative. It has to be more socially liberal and bordering on militant, judging by the campaign for yes, equality and rights for same-sex marriage. And I'm thinking that the polls have been up around the 79%, and they've kind of shown them dropping back, but the no side not picking up the numbers, and the don't knows increasing in number. So there has been some slippage of the high watermark from the polls of how many people would vote yes in the in the vote tomorrow. And this is not scientific, but it's just my thinking of what's happened before and what's happening out there and listening to people, is that I think the Yes campaign has done a very good and vocal job. I think the No campaign has done a very good job representing its argument, one I totally disagree with, but I think the No campaign has done an amazing job at muddying the waters and making people think twice about what's happening, and make them think more than twice about things that are not happening, which are not in the wording to change the constitution. And that's what so I'm saying hats off to the Yes campaign for doing a wonderful job. And, you know, I'm saying well done the No side for doing what they wanted to do. They wanted to make people turn their vote to No, and they've done some things to do that. I wouldn't agree with what they want to do, but in terms of what they did, they've done it for themselves very well. I think it will be lower than 60% yes, and I think it will be only very slightly higher than 40% no. I'm going for a 41-59 win for the Yes side in the marriage referendum. The other referendum is on whether we shall have candidates for the presidency that are under the age of 35, which we currently cannot have. And I fully support that. I actually don't actually think that 21 is the right age. I think the voting age would be the age, and I think that should be around 16. Now, I know you're thinking, can we have a 16-year-old president? We can have a president of any age, and they can be crap. They can be useless. They can be, you know, unable to do the job. We have had poor candidates put up in presidential elections. They generally don't win, and generally some very able establishment safe candidates do win and become figureheads for the state and become president of the Republic of Ireland. I don't think that age should be a barrier to whether you can get there or not. I know some 16-year-olds, and I if I'd more time I'd name names. I know some 16-year-olds who would be worthy of being president of Ireland if we are to have a figurehead, because if we were given a chance to abolish that, I might do that too. Okay, that's where I think it's going to go, but let me underline, if you can do underlining in audio, you can't really, you can just repeat things again and again to reinforce the point, is it's really important. Unfortunately, I can't vote. If you can, I hope you do, and I think you should be looking forward to a win, but no crystal ball. I do not know everything that's happening. Silent, no support. Yes, support is very loud, very noisy. Stickers everywhere, day to go. Badges everywhere. Badges on people. Multiple badges on people. I remember the Nice won, and it was defeated. I was on the winning side of that, and it was like, keep your job, vote no to Nice, and stickers such like that were going around, and nobody was wearing them, and it got defeated. The amount of visibility for the Yes side has got to be encouraging, to say a lot of people are going to turn out who generally don't. Turn out is the important word there. How many people turn out? Because the higher the turnout, it means that people who generally don't turn out, which is unfortunately generally considered the younger voters, means that they have turned around and they've got a lot of the younger voters out voting, and that has got to be encouraging for the Yes side. A caveat to that would be that if there's an surge in voting and it happens to be from people who are encouraged to register for the first time, who didn't register before, from from a religious persuasion, maybe they are right wing, maybe they are Catholic, maybe they are have some religious interest in voting in this referendum, those people have been mobilised to get registered and get voting if they're in a position to vote in Ireland with their citizenship and all that. And they've every right to vote if they're entitled to. So we would encourage that. So if there could be an extra surge in numbers of people voting for that. But I still don't think there is going to be anything near a record turnout either. So it's whether it bounces between the mid 40s to the mid 60s in percent of turnout is the margin of probably growth, and it's not going to be anything over 70% turnout. That would be too like Scotland in the British elections there, and the amount of people turning out to vote SNP was like 69%, and swings of 35 and 36 and 37% to the SNP from Scottish Labour. We're not going to see numbers of turnout like that in Ireland on Friday, the 22nd of May 2015. So I'm going to leave it out there with that very long, rambling and probably quite boring look into a history of previous referendums that Brian can and cannot remember how he voted. Vote yes and enjoy the party on Saturday night. I hope that's the way it goes. Thank you for listening and do take care out there. I'm in Belgium doing a lot of recording about World War One, and you'll probably hear some of that in the mid to distant future. Take care out there. Bye-bye. What I forgot to say was a prediction on the other referendum from May 22nd, and that is the lowering of the candidate's age for presidential elections. And I know from polls that it's going to be massively defeated. What a shame, what a pity, but possibly not as massively defeated as the polls suggest. So it's probably going to be more a 65-35 on that. See if I'm wrong there too. Going to close it again with another goodbye, but as this is a supplemental and the time of night that it is, Ireland have failed to get through the semi-finals of the Eurovision. It's just come up in news to me now, and I could hear the groans and roars that it didn't happen from the other room. And yeah, great performance by Molly Sterling for Ireland tonight, but it's not to happen. We'll not be there on Saturday the 23rd of May in Austria, Vienna. Not happening. So sad. Thanks for listening. All polls are, you know, bogus until the real one. Make the real one count, and don't be listening to my ramblings too much. There's more time to be doing more important things than listening to me. Goodbye.